Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
By the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So glad you all could join us. I was asked to play this song. I'm going to play a little bit of it. And maybe we'll find the rest of it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That Jesus is giving us instruction. Yeah. I just I said, wow, man. And now I'm reading the word in terms of, okay, Jesus just gave me an instruction. And so am I going to be responsible? You know, God expects for us to be responsible. Matter of fact, God expects for us to be like him, those that have been born again. Now, if you have been born again, no, that's not expected out of you. So we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. And that was 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, I think. So let's go to 2 Corinthians 10. Y'all kind of bear. Hallelujah. It says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And from the Message pen in verse 5. But we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Amen.
Amen. So, listen, brothers and sisters, if we're planning on getting prayer that brings results, you have to first of all consider God tells you how to come to him. You got to come correct. Then let me just go ahead on and say that. You have to come correct. In Isaiah 1 and 18, we're going to go there. But don't worry about understanding. God telling us how to come. He expects us to come correct. Then you got to come. That's where you come. Got to come correct. Brother Paul. Okay. No, I'm just buying up that enemy right now. This computer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Isaiah 1 and 18, it reads like this. Well, actually, Okay. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. From the Message Bible, come, sit down, let's argue this out message. If your sins are blood red, they'll be snow white. If they're red like crimson, they'll be like wool. Amen.
And the part that I really wanted to focus on, what he says, come now and let us reason. See, sometimes you got to come to God correct. And if you're planning on getting prayer results, you come to God correct. So when you read over in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, Paul reminds us that we need Christ's help. We need God's help. Matter of fact,
yes,
he used military terminology to describe mm-hmm. this warfare against Satan. And remember Ephesians 6, we need God's strength. We need God's weapons. You know, God must be the commander-in-chief. You got to get that like that. God is our mm-hmm. commander-in-chief. So we're not trying to fight this war on our own. Although we must, to these controlling spirits, but yet we have to submit to the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what we have to submit to. Satan would love for us to submit to him, but it ain't happening. We're submitting to our commander in chief. So he says, listen, brothers and sisters, that's where the power at, man. I mean, he makes it real plain to me. See, the Christian must choose whose method he's going to use. So when you go and reason with God, God's going to tell you, use my might, use my strength.
Yeah.
Reason with him. Tell him what you're willing to do. So Paul assures us that if we would use God's method, God's weapon, which happened to be prayer, which happens to be faith, which happened to be hope, which happens to be God's word, which happens to be the Holy Spirit effectively working in us, according to Ephesians 6 and 13. Listen, brothers and sisters, the argument here is allow God to use your body as an instrument, and he's going to help you win this battle if you do that. But in order to do that, he says this. I want everybody to catch this. He said you got to cast down vain imagination.
Yeah.
And every high thought. Listen, brothers and sisters. See, you got to come to a place where if it ain't the word of God, hey, I ain't with it.
That's right. Say that.
If you want to get prayer results, make that decision. Make the decision that, you know what, I'm all about God now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, he says, come now and let us reason. And God, mm-hmm. when you petitioning God, brothers and sisters, you got to have a desire that you want to use his weapons. You want to use his way of doing things, or you're going to operate in his way of doing things. That's how you get results.
Yeah.
But you've already made up your mind.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you're going to receive help from the Holy Spirit, because that's where you're going to operate in peace. You're going to operate in joy.
Yeah.
That the revelation that comes from him, that's what you operating in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something else. Over there in Matthew 5:44, I think it is. Get past the sign there. You have to pray for those which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's know where you find that scripture, Pastor.
Amen. I have it, Pastor, from the King James. It says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Amen.
That came from the commander-in-chief. If you want to get results, you got to come to God, correct, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
That despitefully using you and persecuting you, are you praying for them?
Mm-hmm.
I just think a lot of times people don't want to tell you this, but I'm telling you this. Don't go to God in any kind of way. If you want to get results, you're going to pray for them. Matter of fact, if the Spirit tells you there's some people there, going to pray for them immediately before you get to the throne room of God. See, this is prayer getting results. Now, you can go up there if you want to. It's pointless. Because guess what? God don't hear liars. That's number one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, number two, God don't like disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't like unconfessed sin. In Psalm 66 and 18, Pastor, if you'll find that. In Psalms 50, Father God, I thank you. My computer working right. Hallelujah. In Psalms 66, 18.
Amen. From the Message Bible, I'm sorry, from the King James, it reads Psalm 66 and verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Mm. Amen. Can I read that again, Pastor?
Please.
It says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen, amen.
And read it from the Message of God if you can, Pastor. Listen, brother, so
okay.
You got to come to God correct. You can't be holding stuff in you. Somebody did to you. Some of y'all got exes. You can't even get along with them. Man, go ahead, let that go. They're hindering your prayers. They're hindering your blessings. Regardless of what it is, that's what the word said. I ain't saying this. That's what the word. I found that over in there.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And from the Message Bible, amen. Let's see here. And I have two. I called you out to him with my mouth. My tongue shaped the sound of music. If I had been cozy with evil, the Lord would never have listened. But he most surely did listen. He came double when he heard my prayer. Blessed be God. He didn't turn a deaf ear. He stayed with me, loyal in his love. Amen, amen.
Now you wonder why you're not getting results. Reason you're not getting results, sisters, is because you can't hold that kind of stuff.
Amen.
I was talking to a couple. They married. They go to bed and never say goodnight to each other. They go to bed evil and angry.
Have mercy.
How you want God to bless that marriage? Why you want God in your mess anyway?
Mm-mm.
Because you got some indifference. Proverbs 1, and I'll show y'all this. Proverbs 1, 24, and let's read through 33. Proverbs 1. Thank you so much, Pastor, for doing double duty here.
Amen. Okay, you said Proverbs 1 and those verses again, Pastor?
24 through 33.
Okay, Pastor, thank you. Because, and this is from the King James, because I have called you, I'm sorry, let me start over. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man resulted. But you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of food shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Amen, amen.
Amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, when there's indifference, it's going to get it resolved. You know,
that's right.
But when you come to God, God said, now I'm calling you to righteousness. And you refuse. He said, I stretched out my hand. And you still refuse.
Yeah.
You would rather house confusion than to house peace.
Have mercy.
You rather house disobedience. You didn't read Deuteronomy 1:43 and 45? And sisters, we're not to operate in disobedience. That's another reason prayer, you can't get results in your prayer. Sometimes people don't realize it, but when you neglect mercy, you can't get an answer from God. And say this. That's what Proverbs 21 and 13 says. And also there in 1 Peter, we'll read that one. 1 Peter 3 and 7, Pastor.
So you want 1 Peter, Pastor, and not Deuteronomy?
Yeah, 1 Peter 3 and 7.
And then, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen.
See, there's all kind of stuff, brothers and sisters, that hinders prayer. And you can't get results. So sometimes you got to step back and say, okay, Lord, what is it that I'm doing that my prayers are not being answered for another way? Well, why am I not getting results? And you can try some of the stuff God has put before you, brothers and sisters.
Say that.
Yeah. You know, people lusting for stuff in the earth that you got a house, but you're lusting for a new one. You got a car, but you ain't. See, once that spirit get on you about lusting, and I'm not talking about convenience, but, you know, there's a lot of people who just straight stubborn. And God has something to say about stubbornness as well. But what I'm saying is James 4 and 3. A lot of times people want to refer to lust just sexually. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you start lusting for the things of the world, I was reading something the other day, how this guy, every time he go to a different church, he was just lusting for whatever they had. They had a five-piece drum, that's what they want. And then they had an excuse for everything they said. He come back and tell the congregation, let's do a fundraiser. We need some drums. Let's do it in the name of God. Listen, brother, so you can't get any results with prayer when you are not operating in the things of God. Go ahead,
Pat. Amen. James 4 and verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Amen. Have mercy.
They asked, they didn't really need it. Just lust after it. Because somebody else that raised a poor pit, I don't know, 8 steps, you want to raise yours. So you lusting. See, that's lust, brother, sister.
Amen.
Now, I know that's not the kind you've been taught. I get that. I understand that. But it's a form of lust.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let you know, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of things that God, you know, unless we come and reason with him on his terms and then seek his protection.
Mm-hmm.
That's God's protection.
Yeah.
God wants you to know, if you're going to operate in righteousness, you're going to get some prayers answered. How do I know that? Because Psalms 34 and 7. You got to think about this for a moment and not just boom, right into it. But you think about this. In Psalms 34 and 7, I guess you should say that for tomorrow, but Psalms 34 and 7, read that, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Psalms 34 and 7. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Amen.
That sounds like prayer getting answered to me. God,
amen.
Around there, they protecting you and they delivering you to whatever you need. They're there to answer you. You know why? Because you're walking in obedience to the things that God has asked for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
hallelujah.
The angels of the Lord, not any kind of angel, and that's important. Somebody said, because that's what he said. He said, the angels of the Lord. There was other angels. And these other angels, which is not necessary. I want you to know these are the angels of the Lord. And these angels of the Lord, they encamp to make sure that God's word was carried out, to make sure whatever needs you have was being met.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So,
anyone have anything else they'd like to share? This is that part where we allow you to have some comments. Tomorrow,
amen.
Thankful Thursday.
Wow. Yeah. Amen. Psalms 34 and verse 7 from the Message Bible, Pastor, said God's angels set up a circle of protection around us while we pray. Amen. God's angels. Amen.
And they're doing what now? We're talking about prayer that gets results. So tell me what's going on again.
Yes, it said God's angels set up a circle of protection around us while we pray. Hallelujah. That's powerful. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Think about that. Man, you sitting up there praying. If you're going right and you could, God, that's the angels on with you, on the right and on the left. And the Bible is a guarantee that surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you. So the angels are not going to leave you there. They're going to follow you when you're walking upright before God, when you're operating in obedience. You're going to get results. God has already dispatched the angels. Your commander-in-chief have already dispatch angels.
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? If not, we thank you all. We look forward to seeing you all tomorrow for the Word at